morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have you been?
Well, the temperatures have been good. We just can't seem to turn off the wind machine.
Well, I forgot to tell you, I made a deal, and I traded the snow for the wind. So, maybe that was my fault.
Okay, so yeah, but you didn't get the best offer then.
We didn't get the best offer yet, but it's coming, I think. It's totally coming. So yeah. I know what you mean. I did sneak away for a hockey tournament in Anaheim for a couple days, and I got to tell you, no wind and 80 degrees felt pretty good. So so I'm hoping that it follows me back up here for sure.
Well, you lead a rough life.
I was chasing that girl around playing hockey, so. So they were kind of at their district West Coast finals, and
very good. How'd they do?
Pretty good. Made it to the semifinals, which was first for that association and a girls team, and they lost to Anaheim Lady Ducks 2-0. So it was close. So
wow!
But very, very happy. We had a good time and saw some good hockey. So it was really fun. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy kind of national celebrity housing story. And I got to tell you, McKay, there wasn't any that were over the top. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, let's do a little Seattle comparison this week.
Oh.
And now we've talked about this one before, but there was a price drop. So I don't know if you remember, but last year we talked about Ryan Lewis of like Lewis and Macklemore, the song Thrift Shop, you might know. Well, that man behind the keyboard, his house in Seattle is on the market. It was originally listed at $9.5 million, but you know, time for a price drop, so yeah. Nothing like $1.5 million price drop. But I tell you what, the house is absolutely gorgeous. Has a view of Puget Sound, the Olympic Mountains.
Wow.
It's crazy good. Now, if you can't afford $7.95 million, McKay, there is currently a houseboat for sale. 2706 Westlake Avenue in Seattle. And this is a one-bedroom, one-bathroom home on Lake Union, and it's dubbed the Seaweed. So I thought you would appreciate that. Definitely a smaller home, but it is priced at $325,000.
Oh, so, well, that's a lot more reasonable.
I thought we were getting a little more into the realm. Now, I don't know about paying $325,000 for one bedroom, one bath houseboat, but it is Seattle, right?
Well, so, there's a show on TV. It's not Tiny House Nation, but there's one where they build houseboats.
Oh, there's one just about houseboats. I have not seen them. I'm usually up on those things, and I have not seen that one yet. Yeah. So I might have to check that one out for sure. On the national front, we'll be on the lookout because I bet we will be reporting next week that the Fed has raised rates. Every indication is still looking like that is bound to happen. So we'll keep a close eye on that. People that have thought about locking or continued, a lot of that rate expectation is already priced into current rates, but there is always likely to be a little bit of reaction of the national mortgage rates from those decisions. So I would definitely, if you've thought about locking or have been talking with your lender about locking, if you haven't had that conversation, I would definitely have that conversation.
Might want to do it soon.
With them again. That is absolutely for sure. Well, shout out to Mike Denslow with Home Street Bank. He could not be here this week. He was traveling, so we are filling in for him. But I'm super excited because She's not as excited. She's nervous. But I'm super excited because we do have an amazing guest on the show. One of our own from the Kenmore team. We have Chris Cogill with the Kenmore team. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I know the folks can't see this on radio, but you are turning red.
Very.
Okay, gotcha. So we'll get you through this. But I got to tell you, folks, just one of our amazing buyer's agents. Why I wanted to have her on the show is to talk about a class that Chris is teaching, and it's coming up next weekend. So, Chris, first, before we get to this class that you're going to be teaching, we always like to learn a little bit about folks. So, first, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been an agent on the Kenmore team?
I've been with the Kenmore team for 6 years.
6 years, and I know important. On top of that, more important than that, I also know you have two amazing boys.
I do.
Okay, you better say their names or they're going to be upset.
Caden and Tristan.
Okay, absolutely. And if I'm not correct, I think I've seen Caden putting the hurt on some people on the basketball court. Is that who I see?
Yes. He just finished basketball for his senior year at Tijuana.
Absolutely.
And he's heading into baseball as a starting pitcher.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations on all of that. Now, why do you love real estate? Why do you do what you do? We talk about our buyer's agents. I mentioned them on the show, but why do you do what you do?
I love the Kenmore team. It's the best team to be working on. I'm a people person, and I love that I get to know my clients on a whole other level as we work through the home buying process. I get to know their kids, their jobs, even what they drink.
those late evenings showing people, yes, homes. I get it. Okay, gotcha.
And I love when my clients become my friends at the end.
Oh, so that's awesome. Okay, very, very good. And that's absolutely, I couldn't have said it any better. I know that's why you're so good with our clients, and we trust them with you when you're out showing them. Now, tell us about this class. What is this class that you're teaching that's coming up next weekend?
So it's the Washington State Housing Finance Commission Home Buyer class, and it's going to educate buyers on the different steps of purchasing a home, as well as providing them the needed certificate at the end if they're eligible for the Home Advantage program.
Okay, so, and that's, I think there's a lot in that one sentence that, and this is what happens all the time on the show. We love it. So, first of all, so you mentioned a program in there, Washington State Housing Finance Commission program, and needing this class for people to qualify for that program. So, first of all, let's go back to the basics there. What is that Home Advantage program? What does that allow people to do?
The Home Advantage program allows folks to roll their down payment into a second mortgage, 0% interest, no payments until they refinance or purchase or sell their home.
So when people talk about using a zero down program to get into home, if they're not VA, this is probably one of the only or best other alternative programs to use.
Absolutely. There's a couple of other different grant programs out there, but they are going to be significantly income based. The Home Advantage is up to $97,000.
Oh, okay. So that's like, if people are listening and say, gosh, I probably don't qualify for a program that's. So they can be making up to $97,000 as the household there and still qualify for this program.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So they've gone to their lender. The lender has said, gosh, I think where you're at with your cash position, you have good credit. Let's get you signed up for this class. And where is the class you're teaching, and when is it?
We are teaching it at the Tri-Cities Association of Realtors office. And that's going to be March 18th from 11 to 4.
Okay. And then you actually have these classes, what, every so often? Or
they're going to be monthly.
Monthly. Okay. Fantastic. So it's really nice, these programs, too. A lot of people look at it. And what happens a lot of times is they originally use these programs. They have that second mortgage in place. But, yeah, your zero payments, zero interest, so that 10 years later, when you resell that home, you'll have your equity increased. When you go from selling that one to purchasing another one, you'll have appreciation there. And then when that home sells, pay off that second mortgage. So that's a absolutely fantastic program. I know we've had a lot of people take advantage of that program. Now, teaching a class like this, how did you become qualified to teach this class?
I went and took a day-long class that worked on how to educate people on the program, the ins and outs of it, as well as relaying how to explain the steps of real estate purchasing to your buyer.
Awesome. That is fantastic. On top of that, I know you have a lot of experience in real estate, and we'll talk a little bit about that after the break. But this class, it's informational. So like we said, if it can be if you're already with a lender. A lot of times there's folks out there that are just starting that process. So if you're listening to this show and you're like, gosh, I would have loved to. I need to take that class. My lender told me I need to take that class. So I need to get signed up for that. You don't have to be with a particular lender. It could be any lender that's using this program. You don't have to be using Kenmore Team as your agent to purchase a house. So this class will meet the requirements, even if folks are working with other people on the show, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we just want to make sure that people know that they can come to this class, get that certification so that they can get that return to their lender, check that box off so they're qualified for that loan and can meet that requirement. Well, I'm super excited about, number one, that people get to meet you, Chris, on the radio. Number two, that you're providing this service to the public in the Tri-Cities. So from us, thank you for doing that. And then number three is that people get to use your experience in that class to learn what I feel a lot of people might not get in other classes. We're going to come up on our first break here. When we come back from the break, I'm going to grill Chris a little bit because I enjoy watching her turn bright red. I'm going to grill Chris a little bit on this class, and that, folks, is the Washington State Housing Finance class, and get a little more information about some new listings coming on the market.
Right here on News Talk 870.
To the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. This week we've been delving into a new topic we haven't done on the show, and that is the Washington State Housing Finance Commission class. And that is a class that for borrowers that are using this program, a class that they're required to take to be certified, to qualify, to receive the funds from this program. We have a special guest, Chris Cogill here, buyer's agent with the Kenmore team, and also instructor for this class, telling us our next class is next Saturday coming up. Before we get to that, we always run out of time when we jump into our topics, but I like to get in our pick three. And McKay, that's because with new listings coming up, they've been selling so quickly. In fact, a little bit of a market update. We're still running in that range. I just redid the numbers before coming on the show, and we're still running in that range where our average days on the market is only 46 days.
Wow.
And what's crazy is we've talked about inventory. We've talked about wanting additional spring inventory, and we still haven't seen that yet because sales pace is outpacing what's coming on the market. I know I told you it was like DEFCON level 10 red alert when we were at 450, and that number has actually dropped over the course of the last 2 weeks since we reported it to 430.
Wow.
So it still hasn't come on there. A lot of times we do these pick three, and then by the end of the weekend, these homes are sold. So Listen up to some brand new inventory. 2334 West 49th. This is an absolutely gorgeous three-bedroom, three-bath, plus a den, stucco rambler with a basement. And this is out in Inspiration Estates in Kennewick. 2810 square feet. This has hardwood floors, French doors on the office, corner gas fireplace, gourmet kitchen, granite counters. I mean, this place is absolutely decked out. The pictures are gorgeous. You've got a five-burner gas range, premium hood, double drawer dishwasher, wine chiller. I mean, they really went all out. Downstairs in that basement, you've got a large family room, third bedroom, and another full bath. Stunning views, and that's coming in at $365,000.
Wow.
So for that square footage in Inspiration Estates, I mean, very highly upgraded home. Pick number two. People ask about this all the time. 6919 Franklin Road in Pasco. And I tell you what they asked me about. They asked me about acreage. So we've got 1.1 acres. Mm-hmm. And then they always ask on that acreage, does it have a shop? Well, I tell you what, folks, this has both of that. Four bedroom, three bath rambler on the acre we talked about. Two bay shop, fully fenced, located on a quiet cul-de-sac. 2586 square feet. They've done some updating with some wood floors. Large living room with dual-sided fireplace, bright kitchen, stainless steel appliances. But bottom line, what you're getting is you're getting that acreage, you're getting that rambler, and you're getting the shop. And this is coming in that Pasco location, $350,000. So a lot of folks asking for that, expecting a lot of showings and action on that home. Pick number three, 4316 Atlanta Lane in Pasco. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath rambler, split-bedroom design, hardwood floors, open layout. You got 9-foot ceilings, great room with gas fireplace, another great, great kitchen with granite counters, knotty cabinets, island and breakfast bar, 1850 square feet, big master, slider off the great room to the patio, and again, fully fenced backyard. Another premium West Pasco location, and that's coming in at $265,000.
Wow.
So there's some great new inventory out there. Even though inventory's tight, we've been putting a lot of new listings on the market. We also have a large supply of listings in our pipeline that will be coming on the market. So if you're looking for something like that, go to our website. We'll put you with a fantastic buyer's agent like Chris Cogill, who we've been talking to. And I bet, Chris, if I asked you and put you on the spot here, I bet you'd be glad to show people any of those pick three.
Absolutely.
In fact, knowing you, you've probably already shown them to some of your best clients before they even hit the market.
I actually showed Franklin twice before it hit the market.
Okay, see, I knew she's sneaky, John, but she's sneaky in a good way for her buyers that she's working with. So that's some of our inventory that's coming up there. Back to this class. So we've been talking with Chris about teaching this Washington State Housing Finance Commission class. She has one coming up next weekend. But let's get into it a little bit here, Chris. Now, you also have some guests that come to speak at this class. So tell me about who else will be there.
We are going to have Ron Schenck from National Property Inspections. He's a home inspector. He'll be speaking. And Jeff Schell with MetLife Insurance.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, the home inspector, obviously you're going to let him speak, but why do you have him there? What does he go over?
He's going to go over what to expect in the home inspection and why it's so important to have a home inspection.
And absolutely. And actually the one you mentioned, Ron, there, we've done a whole show about that before and have had him on. So I'm really glad that's part of this curriculum, because we at the Kenmore team feel that that's a huge part of the process. And yeah, I like how you say what to expect, because I think when people, you know, a lot of times maybe use this as a first-time homebuyer class, I think a lot of times people are shocked about what they get in a used home. Is that, what do you find in that situation?
Yes, they expect the house is going to be perfect.
Right, and we all know that housing is not, you know, it's a little bit artistic. No two are exactly alike, unless we're maybe in a condo situation, and even then they're on different orientations. So, yeah, that first time you see that home inspection report, you might be shocked. So,
yeah, a lot of times they think that if you can't see it, that it's great. But once you get the report, the home inspector is very important because he's looking at plumbing, electrical, roofing, the integrity of the structure, crawl space, things that might not be seen by the naked eye. So his report will come out with not only things that can be requested to be fixed, but also a maintenance list for you moving forward.
Absolutely. That's good, good information. So on top of those guests, give us a basic outline. What can buyers expect to learn about in this class?
They can expect to learn about the process for their home purchase, choosing a real estate agent. The inspectors are going to once again talk to them about the inspection process, what lenders are requiring for homeowners insurance, and then also the lender's information about the different programs that are out there for them.
Wow. So you pretty much just gave me like 2 months worth of show content. You're doing this class in one day?
Yes, in 5 hours.
Okay, gotcha. You're gonna pack it in there. So just for fun, and since you're here, and also because I'm a little biased, one of the things you said in there was about choosing a real estate agent. For our listeners out there, what are some of the tips? Give us a little secret preview here. What are some of the tips you're talking about in the class when it comes to choosing a real estate agent?
There's a couple things you can do to help choose your agent. The first one I always suggest is to go online and look at the testimonials for that agent. It's really easy to find an agent, a five-star agent that has five testimonials. It gets more difficult to find that five-star agent when they have closer to 200 testimonials. The second, obviously, we always check with our friends, word of mouth. And then also, I also suggest that you interview a few agents. I suggest you do that in person so you can see the interaction between yourself and your family with them, if they're going to be a good fit with you for the needs that you have moving forward with your home purchase. And then also to look for experience. How many home sales have they closed and clients have they worked with?
That's really good advice. And actually, too, the third one you put down there, too, you know, Dave Ramsey, another talk show host, and another show here on the station. That's one of the things that he really pushes, is that you interview a couple agents, because there's personality there. And at the beginning of the show, I'll take us back and tie it together. I mean, you said, you know, what you love about real estate is at the end of a transaction, you know about people's kids and their sporting schedules and what type of drinks they like, and then you become friends. So I think it's important to note that in the beginning, when you do that interview, yeah, you want to gel with them, because like you said, we're going to spend 45 days together and really get to know each other. Want to make sure we start out at least, you know, feeling like you have a connection with that
person.
And
the biggest single purchase most people will ever make.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's another great, great point, John, is you're really depending on someone to guide you through, yeah, what potentially is one of the largest purchases you'll ever make. So that's good, good information. And the testimonials, I love that you said that too. I mean, that's how we do so much of that now, too. I tell you what, when we travel or go on trips, I mean, my wife is all over, you know, Yelp and the different restaurant advisor.com. I mean, and that's how we will pick those out. So it's always really nice to get that feedback. One thing I am going to add to that wasn't on your list is I always tell people to look for somebody with some experience. How many home sales have you closed? And so a cool thing about Chris, and she wouldn't say this about herself on the radio here, but one thing that's really unique is Chris worked her way up on our team. And for years, she was a closing coordinator. So she wasn't just closing transactions I was giving her personally. She was closing transactions for our entire team. So by the time Chris decided to become an agent, she had closed over 450 sales herself personally. And that gives you a really unique perspective on your job, I can imagine. How is it as an agent now, knowing what you know?
I appreciate the experience that I gained as our closing coordinator when it came time to actually start working with buyers and helping them find their homes, because I've actually learned the business from the starting point all the way through. So I know about inspection. I know about appraisals. I know about how to work with the lenders, the escrow process, closing at the end, and then just making sure that I maintain that relationship with the client afterwards, which is really important to me. I've just learned all of real estate in the first few years that I worked for the Kenmore team.
Well, it's really cool because, I mean, you were kind of like on hyperspeed there. And, I mean, it's nice because when you have been through that many closings and that many transactions, I mean, you just have, you know, say over someone that's done 9 or 10 deals, when you've done 450 plus, yeah, you know when the peeling paint has been an issue, or you know, you know when you've had to switch lenders in the last week and a half for a crazy rule. Likely you've seen that before. So I know that's really invaluable. I know that gives you a huge, huge advantage. And bottom line is, it's not so much that you have that advantage. It's really giving your buyers an unfair advantage in a good way, because somebody that has that experience. So I always tell people that, you know, they always laugh and they ask me, and they say, well, I want to make sure I go with an experienced agent. And I know we have a lot of experienced agents on our team. And when someone's been through that many transactions, we always have a peace of mind when they're working with Chris. Last question. Well, not the last. Well, no, let's make it the last question. And McKay, I know this is your favorite part. We make all of our guests. We put them on the spot a little bit. And we all have that one story from our career, and sometimes we have, if you've been in it a long time and my hair's starting to get gray, you have a lot of stories, but there's usually one that sticks out. So, Chris, we always tell people or ask people to give us, what was one of your craziest real estate experience or stories that you have?
I have lots of crazy ones, and they all seem to include stiletto heels.
Yes, but Chris is known as our high heel seller, for sure.
Yes, but I do have one. I was showing a house to a client, and they wanted to walk the neighborhood back around to the front, and I thought, well, I want to be able to greet them out there right when they get there. So I thought I'd cut through the backyard of this house and meet them on the other side. Little did I know there was a big boulder retaining wall between the development. And so I looked and I thought, I can totally scale that.
You can toe in your high heels.
In my high heels. I had a bright orange dress on. I had 4-inch stilettos. So I turned around and I started crawling my way down this boulder retaining wall before I realized that if I tried to jump, I was probably going to get stuck in the grass and fall backwards. So I just clung there until my client came around the corner and saw me hanging on the wall. And he came over and had to pluck me off, set me down, brushed myself off, and off I went. But
so that's fantastic. So bright orange dress against a rock retaining wall in heels.
Yes.
And did you sell him that house?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I did.
Okay, fantastic. Now, folks, that is not normally a story you're going to get from Lance Kenmore when we're doing the show weekly. So this is why we love guests. Actually, I hope you never get that story. About
well,
from
me.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm telling you. So folks, we will leave it with that this week. Chris, folks can always go to our website if they want to sign up for the class. Go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We'll make sure we get you signed up for that class or a future class coming up that can help you with a zero down purchase. We appreciate you coming in, and thanks for being on the show, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.